Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs, and welcome to our podcast. Many of our political savants and pundits took one in the teeth on the night of the New Hampshire primary. I couldn't be happier about the surprising results, and not because I favor one candidate or another. I'm just glad the so-called experts and the national media were wrong about their premature assumptions that the Democratic and Republican nominations for president were a done deal. If it had been that easy, why did Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton each raise more than $100 million last year to campaign for the White House? By some estimates, this presidential campaign will cost both political parties and their candidates $1 billion. I don't know about you, but that seems a little excessive to me. If we already knew who the presidential candidates were going to be, as those pundits and savants on television had suggested, what would they be spending all of that money on? Obama is still flush with success, Hillary less tearful about the prospect of losing the presidency, Huckabee is righteously grateful for his early success, and McCain's thrilled to be a born-again candidate. 47 states to go, and now the national media must wait to declare the winners they'd been waiting to crown just a few days ago. The American voters are aware, of course, that Iowa, Wyoming, and New Hampshire make up only about 5 million of the 300 million people who live in this country. And until New Hampshire, the mainstream media didn't like to point out that less than half of 1% of our nation's voting age population had taken part in the primary process. So how is this a done deal? Give me a break. At this point, all of the geniuses in the mainstream media, mainly in television news, need to summon the courage to tell their audiences that there are a few important issues to be discussed and a few important facts to be collected before permitting a public coronation of any candidate based on dynasty, momentum, charisma, or God save us all, likability. Obama may be a candidate for change, but he wasn't spending change in Iowa. Obama spent more than $600,000 for each of the 16 delegates he won there, which still left him more than 2,000 delegates short of winning the Democratic presidential nomination. And Mitt Romney proving his was not simply a faith-based candidacy. Oh no, he spent almost $600,000 for each of his 12 delegates in Iowa as well. And John Edwards bragging about second place in Iowa, where their difference between second and third place amounted to a whopping 0.2% of the caucus votes. Just how screwed up can a political process get? The fun part of all this is that independents, the fastest-growing political identification in the country, are playing major roles in the races so far and will do so as well in the contests to come. As an independent populist, I haven't got a dog in this hunt. I favor none of the candidates in either political party seeking the presidential nomination, and I still believe that these two political parties and the electoral process are part of the reason our government simply doesn't work anymore. And while the magic word on the campaign trail of late has been change, there's so little discussion of the challenging issues and public policy prescription by these candidates that real change in this nation's direction is, at best, unlikely. What will each of these candidates, Democrat or Republican, do to resolve our crisis in public education, to make this nation's trade and fiscal policies more responsible, to secure our borders and ports, to give primacy to working men and women and their families in all public policy? We don't know yet, certainly, and the national media must wait until the rest of the nation hears their voices to declare the winners in the 2008 presidential primary. And now they have to find the guts to press all of these candidates for answers on the critical issues, or they will again assure the American people will be the losers. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a thought, please send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by...
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.